I remember the day we met. You were selling those awful foam lizards on the end of wire leashes that I hate. And I had a class to the park for a museum field trip. You sly fox. You sold the entire class those wretched lizards. Do you remember how livid I was? I traipsed all over that damned park looking for you. It took me 2 hours, but I finally found you by that big fountain. I was so incensed that I wasn't paying attention to where I was walking and I tripped over those stupid lizards. You tried your best to catch me, to keep me from falling into the fountain, but that only made sure that we both ended up in the fountain together. You bought me the most hideous shirt from the Modern Art Museum gift shop, but you were so apologetic and sweet that I didn't care how ugly the shirt was. I remember how kind I thought your eyes were. I always have. When I look into them now, I want to tell myself that you're still there behind them like you've always been. I still have the plans you drew up for our cabin at the lake. The one you always promised to build me. Can you see it now, my love? You and those plans. I need you to go to the lake to build my cabin now, my dearest love. I don't want to keep you here just for me. Build your princess the castle you always promised you would. Go ahead of me to make sure it's ready. I love you so much, and I miss having you in my arms. But I have to let you go. I won't keep you here because I'm afraid of being without you. Go to our lake, to the place where you will never have to feel pain ever again. Set us both free from your suffering. I will be with you soon enough. You make sure that you put all of those fine touches you promised. Don't forget the west-facing porch swing where we can spend our eternity watching the sunset with my head on your shoulder. We will be reunited before you know it, darling. You have so much work to do before you're ready for me. I am going to let you get to it. Don't worry about me. I will carry you with me in my heart until it is my time to join you. It hurts. But I'm so thankful for being able to have you in my life, to have known you and loved you. That you loved me has made my life so much fuller and richer. You have given so much, and now it's time for me to give you the gift of your peace. I'll be here with you until you pass. And then you get right to work, mister. It's time for him to be at peace.